This is the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening and thanks for taking part. This is our Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics that we lay out for your perusal and pleasure. The topics this week on Vents Day: election results near and far and what you make of those, and spying on our allies and what should be happening there and is or is not happening now. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Let me go through some of these results for you quickly. The law enforcement levy, a three-year levy in Curry County that would have propped up the sheriff's office and jail for 3 years, went down big, 58% no to 42% yes. In Port Orford, a local option tax for funding the police department passed. In the city of Gold Beach, a local option for a fire truck failed. And then the Curry Health District, which is not the entire county, voted overwhelmingly, almost 2-1, to replace Gold Beach Hospital and improve the Port Orford Clinic. Klamath County, the bond issue for Klamath Community College failed. In Lane County, River Road Park and Recreation District option tax, yes. Junction City school bonds and Springfield school bonds, no on both of those. City of Grants Pass renewed its police and fire local option tax, and the four Josephine County-wide measures, which are basically just ordinance changes and housekeeping, all went down to defeat. What do you make of the election results, either locally or nationally? I mean, there is always the option that Curry County could pass its property taxes, raise property taxes in next May's election, which county commissioners are still talking about, because it looks like nobody really wants to go down the road of declaring an emergency under the state law passed this year and allowing the governor to say, okay, we're going to collect some more taxes so you guys can pay for your own services. And that's just the local level. What about the national level? What do you make about the fact that the Tea Party candidate in Virginia failed to win the race for governor, that the more moderate Republican Chris Christie won re-election to the governorship in New Jersey, that a Tea Party versus traditional Republican runoff for a congressional seat open in South Alabama went to the traditional Republican, not to the Tea Party person? Do you see any trends here? Do you get tired of hearing the folks on the radio and the TV talking about, oh, well, this means X for Obama, for the Democrats, for the Republicans, whatever? Let's get your take on this. 800-838-3760. 541-552-6782 in the Rogue Valley, jx@jeffnet by email. Here's N-Word in Ash Valley. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say that the majority of people in this country aren't even registered to vote. And also the idea of allies, I don't think this country has any allies. We have common enemies. I mean, and then we have vanquished people who are more like sycophants and welfare people rather than real allies.
All right. So where do we move from here?
Well, what, in the conversation or in the political arena?
Either one.
Well, I think the conversation should be, the topics should on the station should be more applicable to real issues rather than a lot of the conjecture I hear. And I think that in the bigger picture, the political arena, we need to, like, acknowledge the fact that maybe we aren't on the right track and maybe fix the system by having people participate in government rather than just sit on the sidelines.
All right.
By giving them a seat at the table where knowledge and power meet, which is in Congress. There's no apportioned representation in proportion to population growth.
Right, because you want to make sure that you want to. Do you essentially just want to repeal that measure, the public law from, was it 92-5?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. 100 years ago, they passed a law that limited the number of representatives. But the problem is twofold. You know, you have we like myself and my brothers and sisters. We've been dummied down. You know, we were led to believe in a lot of these falsehoods. And today, people go on about democracy. Oh, this is a democracy. Well, what kind of government is guaranteed in the Constitution? You know, what does it mean to be American? You know, this race to the top? Come on. You know, we need to get along. We need to strive for peaceful coexistence rather than economic domination. We need to cooperate and participate rather than to, you know, screw your brother than wave the flag as you go shopping at Walmart. You know, that's... We're off the path.
All right. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Our topics are the results of yesterday's election and what, if any, conclusions you draw from those. And we're not just talking about Tea Party stuff or the local things, but think about a regional, too, about the fact that the anti-GMO or the GMO labeling measure, we should call it, in Washington state, very similar to California's proposition of last fall, went down to defeat in this election. What do you make of that? 800-838-3760-541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Don in Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking election results and spying on our allies.
Oh, good. I heard something the other day that espionage is, after all, a French word. And I have some experience in this field, but I want to recommend two books. Well, one book and one movie. The book is The Silent War by Ira Magaziner. It's about intelligence gathering, especially in industrial intelligence, and it's a pretty revealing book. It shows how we lost fiber optics to two of our allies through espionage. And the movie is The President's Analyst, which is about, it's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. It's not new, but it's right on topic. We had two huge intelligence failures. One of them was 9/11, of course. And we had an intelligence victory, which was the Second World War with John Roquefort completely outwitting the Japanese, and resulted in the victory at Midway and Leyte Gulf and a few other things like that. And I think we really have to understand what goes on. Allies are always spying on each other, and we have an amazing ability to do so. It may be that some of it, you know, that some of these people got a little too excited and went a little too far, but, you know, by and large, I think we have to maintain our ability to know what's going on and trust to our values to act correctly.
But act correctly will be defined differently in different situations, I'm gathering from what you're saying.
And that's where we need democracy, isn't it? And good leaders.
All right, people who can make the decision that is required by the moment at hand. Don, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're getting your thoughts on the appropriateness or not of spying on our allies and your response to the election results. Do you make anything of the various governor races, New Jersey, Virginia, the congressional race in Alabama, the GMO labeling measure in Washington state going down to defeat? Your thoughts on any or all? And that includes also the vote in our own region, where Curry County voters once again chose not to raise their property taxes to pay for public safety services. Let's hear your thoughts on either of these issues on Vince Day. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Rogue Valley number 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Tony, who we once called Tony and Talent, sent in this email bright and early this morning. His point on the spying on the allies is intelligence material has been gathered and shared by the Anglophone countries, America, Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, under the so-called Five Eyes Agreement for decades. In their traditional way, the French have always been cynical about what their own government gets up to, and no honest Frenchman is surprised to hear that their intelligence agency, the DGSE, has collaborated with the NSA, gathering metadata on the phone calls, emails, and web browsing of French citizens. As Bernard Scarcini, France's former counterintelligence chief, told Le Figaro, he was amazed by the naivete of some of his countrymen for thinking otherwise. Tony concludes, spying is, after all, the second oldest profession and is surely practiced as widely as the first. Your thoughts welcome as well on this Vince Day. Tell us what you think about spying on our allies or the election results. 800-838-3760-541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis in Eugene, welcome to the Exchange on Vince Day.
Thanks. Well, I agree with Tony about the spying thing. It is the second oldest profession. And it's not going to go away. And I think that while it made a good story for, you know, the media, big-time media back east, in reality, it's not much of a story at all. And then I'd like to weigh in a little bit on the Tea Party and the election thing.
Absolutely.
personally, I don't think that we're ever going to see the demise of what you call the Tea Party, or we call the Tea Party now. I don't mean you personally, but I think the Tea Party has just been called a lot of different things over the years, you know, the Ross Perot movement, that religious movement, I can't remember what they called themselves, so Ralph Reed bunch. You know, they've always been there. And they're always going to be there. But what the big change is that they used to be in the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party got rid of them and sent them over to the Republican Party. And at first, the Republican Party really thought they had, you know, really cut a fat hog. And now they're wishing they'd never seen these guys. And I think what we're seeing is that the Republican Party is going to be like the Democratic Party was for about 20 years. It's going to be so splintered and so split up that it's really not going to be powerful enough to do anything. And we're seeing a resurgence of liberalism in this country like we've never seen before. And I predict the next 20 years is going to be pretty much ran by progressive and liberals in America.
Well, you know, there's a couple things here that I want to zero in on. I think what you're talking about when you talk about the Democrats kicked the people who ended up being the Tea Party of today out of their party, it seems like there is a stripe generally of disaffected people who can't really find a home in a party, and they get involved politically when they get angry enough to get involved. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, there's just always 10% of any group that's miserable. I mean, if I'm sure you've been in clubs or worked on committees or whatever, and there always seems like if you have 10 people, there's one person, or if you have 20 people, there's two people in that group who really don't like anything. And their main reason for being there is to be disruptive and to cause trouble. And I think that's the same thing in our country. There's just that 10% who are just malcontents, and, you know, they get into the political parties and they try to, you know, the people that are in the Tea Party right now, they don't like the Republican Party. They're not there because they're Republicans. They're just there because they couldn't get the Democrats to do anything they wanted to. The Democrats got rid of them. Now they're, so they went and thought, oh, well, maybe we can take over the Republican Party and get, well, that isn't working either. But they're just always going to be somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there's always a disaffected stripe of the American populace, no doubt. And the question is where they're going to end up. And it'll be interesting to watch what the transition is with the Tea Party.
Well, you know, like I said, I think we're in a progressive renaissance here in our country. And, you know, if you just actually look at the things that have happened in the last 10 years as far as liberal ideas.
Same-sex marriage and marijuana
legalization. Yeah, I mean, if you start looking at it, we're definitely in a liberal renaissance, and it's going to be here for a while.
Huh. That remains to be seen, but thanks for the call, Dennis. Always good to hear from you. Let's go on to Vince in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Our topics are election results and what they forebode, if anything, for the future, and what about spying on our allies? Those are the topics. Hi, Vince.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to respond as someone who was a Peace Corps volunteer. And looking at it from the other country's point of view and the citizens of another country, so-called allies, when we're caught spying, as a Peace Corps volunteer, you have to sign an agreement that you won't do any spying or intelligence gathering, not just while you're a Peace Corps volunteer for the 2 years, but for 5 years following. And I thought that was a really good thing. And I actually had Colombian citizens tell me they were really happy to see that was a policy of the Peace Corps, because they were very suspicious of the United States government. And about a year into my Peace Corps experience, an American small plane crashed on the coast, and the Colombians were concerned as to what this plane was doing. And the American government said they weren't spying, but they wouldn't say what they were doing, and it created a really bad feeling between the Colombian citizens and myself. For like the second year I was there, I had to defend that we, you know, the Peace Corps at least was not spying on them. And
it must have been difficult to keep from getting painted with the same brush, though. It's like you're an American, they're Americans, they look like they were spying, so you must be too.
Exactly. And the only thing that saved me was that I was working with blind people. And I started saying to the Colombians in Spanish, of course, you know, what are blind people going to tell me that I can't see for myself? But the whole feeling changed. People were very suspicious of why I was there. And it just creates a really bad feeling. And, you know, they are suspicious because they want to know what are our planes doing flying over? What are our satellites taking pictures of? And it's just a really bad policy to do it and do it dishonestly, you know, and deny, deny, deny. And then all these things come out, you know, that it's true. And I think it's a really bad policy. You know, it's like someone was saying earlier, you know, it's like spying on your brothers and sisters to find out how much money they have or if they're doing drugs. I mean, it's their life. Let them live it. It's the same thing with other countries. I think it's really a poor policy, you know, to do it in the first place and then to lie through your teeth about it for years. Decades, it's a really bad policy.
All right, Vince,
the other
thanks.
Comment I wanted to make was about the bicycle touring of Oregon. I think that's, you know, a really great idea to encourage that. But something I've been pushing for here in Lane County is bicyclists use the roads and the services just like motorcyclists vehicle car drivers and trucks, and they're all taxed. And I think people who ride bicycles should pay a registration fee, you know, even if it's a minimum $20 every 2 years or something like that, and the money go back to the city or the county that passes the law to support the citizenry and the services that are needed. So it's just an additional comment.
All right. Thanks for that, Vince. Appreciate it. The main topics here on our Vince Day segment today, we're talking about the American spying on American allies, potentially up to the cell phone of German Premier Angela Merkel, who is not particularly happy about the prospect of all this happening. Our other topic is the election results from yesterday, all the way from Curry County deciding to get a new hospital but not to continue to fund its sheriff's department, all the way to the governor's race in New Jersey. Whatever you got out of this election, let's hear what your thoughts are, whether there's anything that is indicated for future political activity. 800-838-3760, anywhere in our region. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Grabbed a Washington Post editorial from last week. It says, the NSA spying shows how to lose friends and alienate allies. That's the title. Key paragraph is this one. It's important to make a distinction between the NSA's collection of bulk foreign internet and phone data for counterterrorism investigations and the surveillance of political leaders. The former has helped to protect both the United States and its allies, including Germany, from al-Qaeda attacks. When it came to light last summer, Ms. Merkel helped to stifle controversy about it. The latter can be connected to counterterrorism or non-proliferation operations only with a great stretch. While there may be some circumstances where spying on a nominally friendly allied leader may be justified, former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's collaboration with Russia's Vladimir Putin to counter the George W. Bush administration comes to mind, it should be rare, and it should not happen without presidential authorization and disclosure to Congress. That's the Washington Post weighing in. What do you think? Let's go to Grumpy John in Grants Pass for his thoughts. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking about spying on the allies and the election results.
Hi, Jeffrey. You know, this uproar about spying has me just really bent out of shape for this reason. It's not illegal for us to spy on people outside our country. However, it is illegal, it is unconstitutional for them to be spying on us. And what really upsets me is everybody is focusing on, oh, what about spying outside? And nobody is paying attention to that we have become a police state. They collect all of our data. This phone call is recorded. All my emails are recorded. And we're paying attention to the fact that we're monitoring Merkel's cell phone. That's not illegal. What's illegal is spying on us. And nobody is paying attention to that, and that's what has me bent out of shape.
Well, you know, let me just defend myself on this point. I chose to narrowly make the focus just about the spying on the Allies. I mean, we have talked at length and, in fact, had an author of a book on about the surveillance state not very long ago, and I think you actually called into that segment.
Yeah.
So it's not like nobody's paying attention to that, but this is just another facet of the whole, like, who are we looking at and why and for how long and et cetera.
Yeah, understandable, but bottom line, folks, that isn't illegal.
All right.
It's not very good policy. I mean, hi, Chancellor Merkel, we're spying on your personal cell phone. I mean, this is just absurd that the data gathering apparatus is so uncontrollable that they would do ridiculous stuff like that.
All right. Thanks for that, Kirby John.
It's a very, very absurd policy, and what are we really gaining by it? I don't think we're furthering the cause of freedom anywhere.
All right, thanks.
What about all those women voters in Afghanistan and Iraq, folks? You want to spy on somebody? Why don't you spy on the people that are throwing acid in the face of women in Iraq? Anyway, thanks, Jeffrey.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Ralph in Mendocino. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, good morning and excellent topics. Firstly, I think probably it's not equivalent to suggest that everyone engages in spying. The United States has an agenda. Two books I think are of interest. Seizing Destiny by Richard Kluger documents the way in which over the past two centuries the United States has managed to acquire properties over the world. And then the other book called The Brothers, which is an biography of the Dulles brothers, suggesting how by the division of the Department of State and the CIA, they managed to go and overthrow various governments, including those in Iran and so forth. And so the United States is pursuing spying with an enormous agenda. And as somebody regarding Central America already pointed out, the United States is held in suspicion and for cause. And on the elections, these by-elections are a problem because they generally garner such low voter turnout.
Mm-hmm.
Like the proposition issue in California over the prohibition of gay marriages managed with a certain amount of money and the low turnout to push that through, which of course was challenged by the state Supreme Court. And I'll take any comment on the air.
All right. Thanks for that, Ralph. Appreciate it. Not much time for comment left. What happens after off-year elections, as you probably noticed with the election of the last Virginia governor in 2009, there's always this look at, like, well, what does this mean for the party in power in the White House? What does it mean for the party in power in Congress? Either nothing or a lot. It really depends on a lot of other circumstances, and those will have to play out in the months ahead. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for taking part in Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange.